This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation, seriously. I mean, if you're just going to sit there and yell at the TV set, yell at the radio, yell at whatever it is, your little smartphone. You look kind of weird yelling at your smartphone in the car. But if that's all you're going to do, you're not helping the situation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me know, I don't know, let me know the topic, the author, whatever it is you want me to get somebody involved. Now, some of you have already sent me requests. Remember, if you don't see him show up right away, it's only because they're either not responding, can't get them worked out, or we will get them worked out eventually, I promise. Also, head up to the website, sign up for our newsletter or, you know, weekly. I send something out that says, hey, these are the topics we're covering. Here's what we got going on. Here's what we're trying to sell. It's a way to help keep the show on the air. Always, always, always appreciate your input there as well. Some of you have said you want to be notified by text, which is great, and here's how you do it. You need to text the letters TRS for some of you who are letter challenged. That's the real side, right? TRS at 55222, TRS at 55222, and we'll give you a notice that the show is going live. Look, we've been talking about the hypocrisy of the left for pretty much most of the first hour, and I'm going to continue that on because I am so tired. We let them get away with this. Look, MSNBC, right now they're going to Chris Matthews? He's going out of his mind. He cannot believe that this honest, upright, wonderful guy known as Robert Mueller let Trump off the hook. Think about that. Let that resonate in your brain for a second. Here's a guy that they were going to protect with the law. Here's a guy that every major network was protecting, Mueller. Okay? And he was just a man of integrity, such an upright guy. You can't buy him. You can't shake him. And all of a sudden, because he didn't give them what they wanted, he's a bad man. This is constant with these people. This is why I told you early on in the days of doing the radio, I would not allow anybody to say that it was a sickness. Now, go to town. Because Comey was a bad man. He was a terrible man. He was somebody that, you know, needed to be yanked from his position. Oh, until President Trump yanked him from his position. Then it was obstruction. Then it was wrong. Then it was terrible. I mean, think about how often this has happened. And now Chris Matthews goes off on a tirade because Mueller's team, let Trump off the hook. But before we get into that, the story that I love, that I'm just salivating over, savoring, is the loons in California at it again. Governor Gavin Newsom he's got a really bad habit lately. He's not listening to the will of the voters. But that doesn't seem to bother him. He is doing exactly what he's been calling Trump out for the last 2 years. He's doing anything he darn well pleases. He's signing executive orders that go against law because it's what he wants to do. Remember, this is the same guy that though it was illegal you know, same-sex marriage was illegal, he started performing same-sex marriages in San Francisco. So he's definitely a believer, and the law doesn't apply to him, and he's proved it. So Newsom now he's drawn heavy flack for kissing off the voters on capital punishment. He's ignoring promises he made to the voters when they supported the gas tax and the vehicle fee increase, and he's just not stopping there. Right? Think about it. He's the most powerful elected official in the state. It's run by Democrats. The legislation is well over 2/3 in both houses. And I don't understand what we're pumping into the water here that makes voters keep voting them in. Now, Newsom has declared a moratorium on capital punishment. Right? Now, the LA Times is calling out. What do you think about this? The LA Times is calling out for doing this. One writer says, look, even though he deserved credit for having the guts to act on his convictions, this is 180 degrees against the law. This is, look, in 2000, first of all, I'm getting ahead of myself. 11 times the voters of this state has voted to uphold capital punishment. So it doesn't sound like they're wishy-washy and they keep going back and forth. 11 times. It was challenged in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said capital punishment is constitutional. It's fine. Then in 2016, when the vote was put, you know, that year that Trump came out, when they put it to the voters again, they voted to expedite executions. The reason executions are so expensive and so cruel is they get appeals for 20 years. How would you like to sit on death row knowing any day an appeal could be thrown out and you're going to get electrified? Not really good, is it? And so the people said, hey, you know what, this isn't cool. You know, you got pictures of the guy. Unequivocally, he's guilty. You got pictures of him doing it. He's admitted doing it. All the evidence points to him. It's time for him to pay. Period. Newsom says, you know, I don't like that capital punishment thing. And since this is a dictatorship country, you know, because that's what California is. It's actually its own country that's a dictatorship run totally by the Democrats. He has decided the capital punishment shouldn't be happening. Right? Now, it's funny because Gavin said, I know him first name basis, before he was elected, when he was on the campaign trail, if you would, he kept saying that he would not put his personal opinions in front of the will of the people. Is this just the way the Democrats operate? Or is he just a liar? You have to help me out because I don't get it. Kerry Lutz is going to join me from the Financial News Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about this and so much more. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I don't have him on that often because he's a very busy man. Kerry Lutz is with me. With the Financial Survival Network. Well, you're the founder and chief honcho at the... Honcho's a real word, right?
Well, as far as I know.
Financial Survival Network. I always like when you're on with me, Kerry. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. It's a great day for America, maybe. I don't know. What happened with Inspector Clouseau? I've been pinned to... Luckily, I've got... look, if you want to get somebody really upset in California, if you rent a car that has Sirius XM, what you do is you take all the presets, all 30 of them, and set them to Fox News. And then the person gets in the car, and Fox News is blasting, and they push a button to get rid of it, and it's like they're stuck in a chamber, and they can't get out.
I love it. Yeah, and the newer cars, they have like 50 presets, right?
Yeah.
They have row after row. Oh, my God.
You got it.
And when you're sitting in traffic, you could be having a field day with that, can't you?
Yeah, and then I'm thinking I could leave an MP3 in there of your show. So they try to escape to the digital world, and then they're listening to the real side. I mean, this is every liberal's total nightmare. You know, they've died, and they're in Hades, and they're getting roasted.
You know, for a person on the far left, California is truly utopia for them, right? I mean, this place is exactly what they want. The funny thing about it is that the reality, now Gavin Newsom is now going to tax water.
Right.
Right? I mean, this is every lefty's dream, I guess, apparently.
Well, pretty soon they'll be taxing the air you breathe, but he's copying Phil Murphy from New Jersey, who imposed a tax on rainwater on large... I don't quite understand. Don't ask me how it works, because you have to be a liberal to understand it. But this is the twisted thing. And when I come here, I say, this place is like heaven on earth. It's beautiful.
Oh.
And it's the inmates, literally, they're not just running the asylum, but they are turning the entire state into an asylum. And look, if you got any problems in California, just go buy some cannabis and smoke it. That seems to be the attitude in this state, Joe. I morally, emotionally, physically, monetarily, fiscally bankrupt state that, you know, when you're digging yourself a hole, eventually you're supposed to stop before it caves in on you. But this state has no desire to stop digging that hole. And eventually, I guess they're going to wind up in China. Is that the goal, or the Pacific Ocean will come crashing in?
I can't figure any of this stuff out. To me, this is not hard to figure out. You can see where you're at. You can see what's going on. And Newsom, by adding to this, I don't know. Like I said, it makes no sense. Why would you go down the road? Now you're going to tax water. Isn't that the stuff that the lower socioeconomic people... I know what it was. He was talking about water companies or areas that have, you know, water agencies that can't keep the water clean. They already pay taxes on water. They're already paying for this. God bless.
Hey, if you want to know what's wrong with the state, just go look at what your politicians are doing. I mean, this place is so far over the top. It's bankrupt, but we need more illegal aliens so we can squander more of our resources on Medicare.
Did you come
in
from Florida just to make us all crazy? Is that what you just did?
Hey, well, Florida is not a lot better, but, you know, it is in certain respects. We respect the Second Amendment there. We have no income tax, and we got the beach.
Great.
We have, like, more beach than you have.
You have no income tax. That's just amazing to me. We've got tax on tax on tax on tax. It seems to be that's exactly the direction we're supposed to be going in somehow. It's just amazing to me, you know?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, look, they just canceled the high-speed rail. Everyone knew for a decade that this thing would never fly, no pun intended. And sure enough, finally, $77 billion down the tubes. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And then Trump stuck it to him and said, okay, send back our $3.5 billion.
Oh,
no, we can't do that. You don't deserve it. You know, we're not going to build the train. But, hey, the only thing worse, you know, is that Alexandria Occasional Cortex doesn't come from California. That's my biggest disappointment. She's a New Yorker.
She may have been conceived here. The way you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Giving you some thoughts. I don't know.
Well,
nothing.
In vitro. She was in vitro fertilized
by somebody
in California?
Who was born and bred here or something. I don't know. It's really gotten to the point where I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Well, when you listen to her, you know, you realize that that this is what happens, that, as Mark Dice says, it is the liberal pathogen, and we have to find a cure. This is a mental illness we're talking about. This, I mean, she's a fake. She's a puppet. She's nobody, and she's a pretty face. I did a little meme. I did a little meme on her, took a picture of her, put a beret on with a red star, and then a T-shirt that said, communism killed 100 million people in the last century, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. So, yeah. So you know, she's like off the deep end, but she's no, she fits in perfectly here and with the liberals in New York as well. You know, they're intent on just destroying everything. That's the agenda here, let's face it.
Well, but they're not just looking to, I don't buy they're just looking to destroy. They believe this stuff. This is a religion for them. The Democrats, the far left Dems, this is a religion for them. This is a worship for them. Everything is exactly as they say it is. So democratic socialism is great because we get to feed everybody. Well, actually, under socialism, you don't get to feed everybody, right?
Hey, I saw a great picture that sums it all up. There's a picture in Russia, people on a bread line waiting for bread. And it said, in capitalism, the bread waits for the people. In socialism / communism, the people wait for the bread. And that just sums it up perfectly, doesn't it?
Oh, I agree with you. They'll tell you the reason it's like that. You ready for this? You already know the answer to this, right? Because socialism has never been instituted properly. So for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, these other countries that have done it, and they've done it over and over and over again with the same exact result, apparently they've all implemented it with the same issues. We got to go for a break. Joe Mancini, your host, you listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Yes, yeah, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. You know, so send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you put a capital TRS in the subject line and then tell me what you want, at least I have a clue. All right, I don't think it's somebody just trying to sell me something. Let me bring him in right now. I always appreciate this guy when he's with me. Kerry Lutz joins me with the Financial Survival Network. Kerry, thanks for being with me. Before we get into one of these people that is one of our favorites, we'll talk about her in a second. You're with the Financial Survival Network. Everything was down today. I mean, we're everybody's screaming about, oh my God, we're headed for recession. We're headed. Give me an 80,000 foot overview.
Okay. Well, not quite everything was down. Gold was up $4.40 the ounce.
Wow.
It's at 13.40, closed out for the week. Second week in a row, it's closed over 1,300, which is above its 200-day moving average, which is a very bullish indicator. Oil, you know, not down so much. Oil's around $59 the barrel, which in Florida that would translate into $2.45 a gallon gas. In California, it translates into about $3.75 a gallon, if I'm looking properly. The Dow is caught in this seesawing sawtooth pattern. It, by all accounts, looks like it's going into a bear market. We just saw the Fed during the week say no more interest rate hikes, no mas. And that was extremely bullish for gold.
Are you buying that?
Yeah, I think they'll be cutting before the end of the year. According to my good friend Nick Santiago of InTheMoneyStocks.com, by the end of the year, they will be cutting. Recession, I mean, how long can you go on? I mean, I don't believe we were in an expansion for the past 10 years, but certainly the stock market was. But, you know, at some point it runs out of gas. So let's see if Trump can pull another rabbit out of the hat. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe he'll sell California to the Chinese, which would probably be a good start.
We couldn't get that lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they would whip this state into shape here. It's like, oh, you don't want that water going into the Pacific Ocean anymore to protect an extinct species that nobody even knew it ever existed?
Let me tell you what. The real mafia could whip the state into shape, you know? I mean, if they would just come in and we'd give a piece of the action, don't you think?
Yeah, well, look, Vegas never ran so good as when the mob ran it. Yep. Now it's this corporate theme park where nobody could care less who you are. You know, in the good old days, Vegas, they treated the little guy like he was a big guy, and that's why people went there.
Yep.
Now you are literally just a number on a player's card, and you accumulate points and hope that everything is going to work out. In the meantime, you know, it doesn't work that way.
No.
It's really gone down the tubes. Vegas, a failed city. Although when I was there last time, they seemed to have cleaned up down on the strip a bit and less homeless people there. But we'll see how long that goes. I guess it's the legalization of cannabis. That's a cure for whatever ails society. You know, New York,
we know
New
what
Jersey.
It is. It's just you get high and you don't know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why, right?
Whatever it takes. Mm. Whatever it takes. It makes denial more effective and easier to put in place.
Okay, so let's, you know, Trump derangement syndrome is so real.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw it in Chris Matthews today. Now we see it in Rachel Maddow, or as they call her, Rachel Madcow. You know, seriously, this woman has had so many meltdowns. She's had so many. You know, remember when she was she thought she had Trump's tax returns?
Yeah.
And we got him.
Yeah.
He's nailed. And another big. There has been so many nothing burgers. You could probably write a book on nothing burgers and make $1 million at this point.
Well, Trump is the master troll. And he can trigger these people just by, you know, saying good morning to whomever.
I know.
I mean, anything he at this point, he's got it down to an exact science. He knows what'll get him. Like, you can see, it'll be like Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and the Orange Juice Report. They'll have this report sealed in an envelope and say, do not open until you put it on the news. And then she'll open it, and, you know, it'll be April Fools.
Yeah.
Speaking of AOC, she's on the Time cover for April 1st, 2019. What does that tell you about her? So,
all right, so let's take a look at Rachel Maddow's challenge.
Mm-hmm. This has just come out from the Associated Press.
Oh, come on. You can't be serious.
This is incredible. Trump administration officials have been sending...
Really?
Babies and other young children...
Oh.
Is she speechless?
I don't know if she's speechless. But...
to at least three. Can we put up the graphic of this?
All right. I have to apologize to the listeners. I'm sorry. You know, usually I can play these things off that interweb and it's fine. It's not a problem.
The internet's failed you, Joe.
Yeah. Well, that's not the new. But, well, it's a product of Al Gore. What do you expect, right? I mean, seriously. Think about it, you know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so apparently today she was having a big meltdown over the fact that and you caught that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was having a big meltdown over the fact that there was Big Nothing Burger again, right? Nothing was happening, and yeah, listen, if I can get this working, I'd love to play it. But you hear about it, or do you actually see it?
I read about it, and, you know, it's like, picture a little kid. All right. And actually, my brother did this to his kindergarten class. It was right around Christmas, and he didn't like the teacher much. So he explained
our job.
He explained in a very rational tone that there was no Santa Claus. And Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Maddow just woke up today and realized that Mueller is not Santa Claus.
Wow.
And, you know, she just can't accept it. So she's having a little break from reality, but hopefully they'll up her meds and she'll be back on Monday.
But, Carrie, do you really believe that these people over the last few months really expected that Mueller was going to come out with this?
Yes. Wow. Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, one of my best friend is a liberal, and we had this discussion, oh, God, 8-10 months ago. And I said, what do you think this guy is going to come up with? You really believe that Trump is the Manchurian candidate, and he's been out there working for the Russians all these years, and he's going they're going to get the goods on him. And, you know, it's just they want to believe. You know, they want to believe in Santa Claus. They want to believe that you can just spend without any recognition of the people who they get the taxes from or printing money up, and it can just go on forever, and everything's going to work out fine. And, you know, they want to believe that they could just smoke cannabis until the cows come home, and it's not going to, make their brains even more feeble than they already are.
It's exactly what's happening here in California. There's no thought to how much money they're spending. The thought is always around what they need to do. If they feel like they need to do something, they never sit there and say, okay, so where do we get the money to pay for this? Okay, I think I have this thing nailed. We'll see. This is Rachel Maddow finding out that there's nothing there. It's a nothing burger.
With cheese.
Tonight, as a country, sort of, or at least what everybody in the country is going to be doing tonight, is trying to figure out what it means that the report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller has finally been submitted. We've heard it said so many times that it was imminent, that it was done. Maybe it was already done and we didn't know about it. Finally, it's happened. In terms of what that means and what Mueller found, we know only the smallest little bits. This is the start of something, apparently, not the end of something.
Well, this is the...
This is the best they can find over at MSNBC?
This is the end of the beginning, not the beginning of the end. Wishful thinking, but hey, when you're a Democrat, what difference does reality make anyway?
Yeah, she thought the big smoking gun was coming. She thought it was all ready, and she's crying. We didn't get the crying part. I wish I would have got the crying part, but... whatever. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. More on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We got so much fun stuff to discuss. We'll be right back.
Yeah, please.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know. Give me a second. I'll fix it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. So, let me just bring him back in because we're having a whole bunch of fun with the conversation. And when it comes to economics, I know he usually has an opinion on everything here. I've got Kerry Lutz with me. He's with the financial. Well, I guess you would be the founder of the Financial Survival Network, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. And the sole employee, the chief cook, bottle washer, audio board mixer, videographer, and an all-around creative guy.
Yeah, I can't say all that. Producer Tim keeps me running.
Yeah, I do have a producer. I will confess to that. No. Not the sole employee.
But so let's talk about this Harvard study that said that minimum wage hikes cut entry-level jobs. They harm poor minorities the most. And you and I, we've been talking about this kind of stuff for years, that people don't realize that, you know, the jobs in smaller cities all across the country they go to the to a lot of people in the lower socioeconomic rung that need to make a few bucks. They need to make some money. And now when you pump it up like this, the mom-and-pop sandwich shop on the corner, their budget was for 11 people. Now they got to cut that down to 9, don't they?
Oh, yeah. This is economic fact. It's been proven. There were numerous studies after World War II in the 50s. I can't give you the exact, but all you got to do is use the Google and search the internets, and you'll find it, I promise. But there are at least 7-8 studies that categorically prove that the effect of minimum wage laws is loss of employment from the people who can least afford it. And they use this, initially it was really a racist thing, to keep African Americans out of the workforce.
No way. Yes. Are you serious? Are you saying...
I'm telling you the God's honest truth here, Joe. But if you're a liberal, truth and facts don't matter, because it's what you feel and what you think, and you, because you care so much, you can create your own reality. And as one of your liberals once said, the late, great Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, you can have your own facts, and he should have said your own feelings and your own fantasies. Well, you can have your own feeling, your own opinion, your own facts, your own fantasies, but you can't have your own facts. That's what I'm trying to say, but it didn't quite come out right. You're not entitled to your own facts. You're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. And this is fact. It's happened in New York. Restaurant employment's down because of the fight for 15. And look, also you have a problem here because states are not homogenous. Now, in L.A. or in San Francisco, a $15 wage, you know, you're barely surviving, but you go to up in the state of Jefferson, I think they call it. They want to carve that off as a state. $15, you can have an okay life there. So, a minimum wage is not a solution here, because certainly the businesses up in the state of Jefferson cannot afford to pay $15 as easy as the businesses in your urban areas.
Well, what I always thought was interesting is they kept calling $15 an hour a living wage. And I'm thinking to myself, where is that a living wage exactly? And when I say that, what I mean by that is you make $15 an hour in downtown Los Angeles, you'll get yourself a nice little dumpster at the corner of First and Elm, okay?
I saw that guy today. Yeah. Joe, in fact. I gave him $5.
You know, yeah. You make $15 an hour, I don't know, maybe in people aren't familiar with it, but a more moderate area of town, you probably could afford a studio apartment somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They can't just make a blanket statement at $15. Look what it did in Seattle. Put a whole bunch of restaurants out of business or move them out of the middle of town.
Hey, all I could do is give you an example in Florida. So Florida follows the federal minimum wage. Maybe it's a quarter an hour. I don't know the exact number. It's seven something. So $7, if you're in the town of Palm Beach, where a large percentage of the country's billionaires are right at this moment, you know, it won't even buy you. I don't even think you could feed off a dumpster for $7.50 an hour. But you can go clean across the county, Palm Beach County, to a place called Belglade, where, you know, the world is your oyster at the minimum wage. So, you know, the very concept of it is unworkable. And, look, it also feeds into the whole illegal alien situation, you know, hiring illegals because they will work for less because, you know, 10 of them live in a hovel someplace. And that's not, that's just the reality of it. Their needs are less. They're probably getting welfare or whatever in certain places because California likes to do that. So, hey, between what they make on the minimum wage and welfare, they could do okay. One thing you have to understand, minimum wage jobs traditionally were a stepping stone because you would get out of high school, not go to college, or you'd be in high school, and you had low skills. So your labor just wasn't worth that of an adult. But you would work at these, what Mike Rowe called the CR
well,
blank
those jobs,
P jobs.
Right. Those entry-level jobs, to me, were always jobs. Here's what it did. Taught you how to work, taught you how to work with a team, usually, or other people. Taught you that 8 o'clock was 8 o'clock, not when mom woke you up out of bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Taught you what the government does when they take money out of your paycheck. You know what I'm saying? It taught you how to deal with real life without major consequences. That's kind of what your first few jobs do. Look, my first job was at Burger King, working a night shift, cleaning the grills. I could never have raised a family of four on that paycheck.
Hey, a lot of us, I have to admit, I worked in the family business, so I didn't even get paid. You know, I didn't even get the minimum wage, you know? It was just, hey, you know, your labor is here, it ain't worth much, but it's better than nothing, so come work in the company. You know, there's all sorts of economic dislocations, but the end result is that the poor are penalized by minimum wage. And look, if you're a kid in high school who wants to get a job, your labor is not worth $15 an hour. I'm sorry, but you don't know anything about the workplace. You're of limited productive use. You're not even worth the minimum wage, $7.50. Some of these kids that I see coming out of these high schools, you know, I
thought it was funny that even the unions could not afford 15. So the funny thing about this whole experiment, when they really get down to looking at the numbers, it was they took numbers from that far right-wing city known as San Francisco, and they looked at all the information coming in off the Yelp. They used Yelp to track the activity and performance of individual restaurants, and researcher, I think her name is Darley Luca, and Michael Luca, discovered that a dollar increase in the minimum wage leads to approximately, ready for this, a 4 to 10% increase in the likelihood of any given restaurant exiting the industry entirely. Now we're talking about a dollar raise to employees. Now, you know, some on the left are going to start screaming, "Oh, it's because they're so greedy." But you and I know that in the restaurant business, there's not a big profit margin if they're not turning tables.
Hey, you know, the cure is Chef Ramsay needs to get into action here and help all these businesses so they can afford to pay $15 an hour. So we need him to clone himself so we can get dozens of Chef Ramsays turning all the restaurants in the country around. But as a practical matter, you know, most restaurants aren't Chef Ramsay's places that get $200 an entree. You know, they're happy to get $15. And if they try to raise their prices, they quickly go under because their clientele can't afford it. So maybe the key is to allow restaurants to accept food stamps. I don't know.
I'm going to shoot you.
Or let's subsidize the restaurants with the taxes from the cannabis industry.
Well, here's what I thought was interesting about this article, too, was that it says that 40% of workers are either black or Hispanic, right? So if you really think about it, and a lot of the I should say a lot. I know quite a few Hispanic people that use restaurant jobs as a supplement to their regular income. You know, they're working at part-time or what have you, to pick up a few extra bucks. So if they've got to raise it to $15 and people have to lose jobs, guess who's losing jobs? It's that guy or girl, Hispanic guy or girl, who needs a few extra bucks to put more food on the table. Sorry. Hey. $15 doesn't cut it, period, does it?
Yeah, and look, fast food, I get it, you know, but that is a stepping stone job. Most of the managers in these fast food restaurants started out at the griller or the fryer or cleaning the slop up, and they progressed from there, just like most of the managers in Walmarts started as a cashier or stock person or whatever. You need these jobs. They're a vital part of the economy, but I will grant the left one concession on this argument.
Make it fast. You're running out of time.
Before the Great Recession, almost all these minimum wage jobs were youth transitional entry level. Now, unfortunately, because of the Great Recession and its lowering of incomes, you have a lot more regular employees in these jobs who wouldn't have been in them before. But I think that's changing somewhat.
Wow. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back in the next hour, numbers don't lie. You know, we always say that around here, but here's the deal. His new free speech order could cost billions for colleges who simply don't want to get in line. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.